podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
All of us on the show have our thing, if you will. Jeremy's is cars mostly. Emily, it's all about helping pets and animals and such. I'm all into books and literacy programs for kids. We all have our thing. And then there's Chris with a K, our traffic diva, who it turns out is a big alien visitors nut.
Yeah. Well, you said nut. That's not very nice.
Well,
but
nut
that's
in a nice
okay.
way. Like Jeremy's a car nut, you know?
Yes. So. Enthusiast is the proper word. I'm an alien enthusiast. And let me just start out by saying, Dom, let me give you an analogy. How many ants, the little critters, are on the planet? Billions and billions
Probably
of
many
ants.
Trillions, even.
Trillions.
Yeah.
How many of those ants have ever seen a human being? Even ants out here in the fields of Colorado. Mm-hmm. Probably not one.
So when they bump into each other around the anthill and one of them says something about humans, the other ones are like, never
what?
Seen one.
Exactly. But it doesn't mean that we don't exist.
Are you calling us aliens?
You haven't hooked me yet.
I haven't hooked you?
No.
That's the best argument I have.
You've
Come
been
on.
Thinking about that since yesterday, haven't you?
I'll
use ants. With my ant analogy.
She heard that on some Art Bell show.
Yeah. This is how you're starting it?
Okay. I have had a couple eyewitness accounts.
Okay, let's hear about them.
Of you, okay.
Now listen, do you remember I did used to watch back in the day? I watched the first couple of seasons of X-Files 20-something years ago. Mm-hmm. And I have to agree with Mulder that the I want to believe. Because that's nobody would love more than to have a spaceship land out here and people get out and start talking to us. Nobody would love that more than me.
Fist bump.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I believe that's going to happen. So now please convince me because I want to believe.
Well, there's hundreds of people every year who claim they see unidentified flying objects. Mm-hmm. And yes, you could say it was the drones or military, and that's probably true. But come on now, there's plenty of us out there who have seen things that we cannot identify. Me and my son were driving through Reno. We were out in the middle of nowhere, and it was in broad daylight. Mm-hmm. There was something hanging basically in the sky.
It wasn't moving.
It wasn't moving. It was
levitating.
It was levitating, and it was pure white. There was no markings on it. It was fairly low in the sky, so we could see. It wasn't the shape of a balloon. It wasn't being drifted away by the wind or anything. It was truly an unidentified. And we stopped. I pulled over and I watched it for 20 minutes. It was just hovering there.
Was it a spot on your windshield?
What time of day was this?
It was just the middle of the day. We were just on a road trip.
Wow. Sun was up. And
did you take a picture of it?
Yeah.
I have
a picture of it. I have numerous pictures of it, actually. And I was going to bring one in and I forgot it. I know. It's so sad. And then actually I saw one on I-25 coming in the other day. Driving.
You saw
past.
One just the other day.
Yes,
they're here
just
now?
The other day.
And you think it was alien life?
I think it was an unidentified flying object. I couldn't identify what it was. The thing about the UFOs for me is what you said. If they landed in the middle of the street, if I saw a mothership, like I'm sitting out in the hot tub and I was like looking up in the stars and it's so beautiful. If I actually saw like a real, like from the movies,
come down.
I mean,
what would you
right.
do?
I wouldn't want that to happen. It's like ghosts or anything.
You don't want that to happen.
No, I really don't.
You don't want them landing in the middle of the street just because it'll snarl traffic, and you don't want that.
Right. I find it fascinating. If there's life on this planet, why isn't there life on other planets?
No. You misunderstand me. I strongly believe there's life on other planets. I just don't think they're coming here and hiding behind bushes.
They built the pyramids, didn't they?
Well, I go back to my ant analogy. They could just be studying us. We just watch ant piles and go like, interesting, because we're, supposedly a much more intelligent species.
All right.
So maybe they are.
So do you think they're hostile, or do you think they're just kind of curious and we could coexist?
I don't think they're going to land. I think they're just observing and, kind of the Star Trek thing. I mean, I don't think a guy in a red shirt's going to come down and,
There's a documentary that came out fairly recently, this old dude who worked for the government and he's saying that he worked with these alien projects, and now that he's on his
deathbed.
Yeah, he's going to pass pretty. And he's like, I cannot go to my grave knowing all this stuff. And he shows documentation and
pictures,
paperwork and video clips. And
Emily,
did you watch it?
You are an alien nut like I am, there is so much supposed evidence for ancient alien visit.
Huh?
Yes, there's pilots, there's officers,
the NASCAR
police.
Lines.
military. There's so many sightings.
Mom just watched a documentary last week about alien sightings, and she's saying there's one particular part in the, I don't know if it's Arizona or New Mexico, it's out in the desert, but it's an Indian reservation. And the people in charge of that do not let the U.S. government on this Indian reservation. And the accounts of sightings on this Indian reservation are higher than in other places of the world. And then the scientists kind of came in, and there's supposed like a kind of like a magnetic field up above. Mm-hmm. And so
it's like magnetic distortion.
I do not know the exact terminology used.
Why right there?
Ancient obelisks are supposedly energy fields. And there's you can get so deep into this. But I do think that people see stuff and they just don't want to tell their friends or family because
they don't want to be considered weird.
They don't want to be weird. They don't want to be laughed
at.
But
here's the thing.
Jeremy will say
We are going to let you be weird with us. And here's Dakota. Hi, Dakota.
Hi.
So have you got a story that you can share with Chris?
Yes, of course.
All right.
So I was at a block party in middle school out in Florida, and us kids were playing on the trampoline. It was already dark, and, you know, we kind of got bored, and we were just laying looking up at the stars. And I was looking at the stars just, you know, just looking. And four perfect row of stars just one by one took off like you would if it was like a row of cars.
Whoa.
It was weird. Just all four, one by one, just took off after each other.
Where did they go?
It just away. They shot across the sky and disappeared.
Wow.
Now, they went to Mars.
One, you could say, oh, it was a satellite or something, but four?
Four.
Whoa. That's unusual.
Had you had any shots that evening?
I've seen meteor showers. I mean, I've seen them here. I've seen them there. And they didn't fall down. They went away.
Let me ask you this. In your mind, Dakota, how do you explain that?
I can't.
No, but I mean, do you have any, how do you rationalize? Do you say it probably was visitors?
I'm thinking it was ships. Literally, like what Chris was saying, they're watching us. And it was just like, you know, they were hovering, looking down at us.
They're like, sweet block party.
You know, they got what they needed and they took off.
Sweet block party.
We're out.
You know, the only ding to your story is that it took place in Florida. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I know.
That counts
against you. I listen to you guys all the time, and I can attest to you. I'm a Colorado native and moved to Florida, and I've seen so much stuff go down in that state that I don't think I could live there anymore.
Oh, it's awesome. A vortex of weird, isn't it?
Yes,
Dakota,
yes.
Have a great day. Thanks for being
you
on the
too.
Show.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
That
All
could
right.
be an alien hideout now that I think about it.
Florida. Yeah.
Maybe everybody in Florida is
an alien.
They're so tan.
Here's Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
All right, quickly, what's your story?
I was working at a car wash about 7 years ago, and me and a coworker, like say, we're looking up at the sky, just having a good day, you know, a nice sunny day. Next thing you know, we see this big dot up by the sun, and it's just zooming around. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a million miles away, and you could see this thing plain as day, and it was just cruising around the sky. I mean, it had to have been doing a couple hundred miles an hour at least.
What color was it? Yeah, was it dark or was it white?
It looked like a white dot.
See, that's what I saw. Was it maneuvering, like, in a way that an airplane couldn't or a helicopter?
Yeah, and it was so high up. You know, it wasn't weather balloon or anything. I mean, it was changing directions really quick. I mean, it was just going all over the sky.
Well, you said you were out looking up at the sun. Do you suppose that you just got those spots in your eyes from looking at the sun?
Just one.
Ow.
No sun spots. It was, I mean, you could just see it plain as day. I mean, it was pretty amazing, actually.
Chris, you've got another compatriot.
Chris believes you.
Thank you. I'm not alone.
Patrick, have a great day, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show.
Man. See, I'm sorry, Emily. So the thing is, you can't explain it. You know, that's the thing about it. We can't explain what we saw. That's why it's a mystery. It's a mystery, dog.
Have you ever been probed?
And I liked it.
Those are the stories I want to hear. I mean, these spots in the sky are nice and everything, but
I mean,
well, I want to get something out of it.
I want some probes and probing action.
It's not a free show. You got to pay your admission.
That's a little private, Jeremy.
Parker, was it white?
It looked like a white dot.
See, that's what I saw. Was it maneuvering, like, in a way that an airplane couldn't or a helicopter?
Yeah, and it was so high up. You know, it wasn't a weather balloon or anything. I mean, it was changing directions really quick. I mean, it was just going all over the skies.
Well, you said you were out looking up at the sun. Do you suppose that you just got those spots in your eyes from looking at the sun?
Just one.
Ow.
No sunspots. It was, I mean, you could just see it plain as day. I mean, it was pretty amazing, actually.
Chris, you've got another compatriot.
Chris believes you.
Thank you. I'm not alone.
Patrick, have a great day, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show.
Man. See, I'm sorry, Emily. So the thing is, you can't explain it. You know, that's the thing about it. We can't explain what we saw. That's why it's a mystery. It's a mystery, don't you?
Have you ever been probed?
And I liked it.
Those are the stories I want to hear. I mean, these spots in the sky are nice and everything, but
probe. Well, I want to get something out of it.
I want some probes and probing action.
It's not a free show. You got to pay your admission.
That's a little private, Jeremy.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.